Palm 2 Tango Mobile.
Good afternoon, Rusty. I'm just heading into a bad spot up here near Pleasant Burn Drive. I wanted to say hi. Let me turn this radio down. There's a big accident just north of our house on 101. They had blocked off with all kinds of fire trucks. I'm just going down to get an LED light for my camper shell on my truck. This is NZ0TR.
A little bit of white noise on you. You're not bad. I'm getting everything you say. No, I had to be at the carpenter's table at 7:30 this morning. We had our church's Saturday to work at the food bank, and I was there until about 11:30, and just left the Eggs Up Grill over here near the place where I had a nice brunch for lunch today and whatever. And now I'm headed back to the house to see what kind of trouble I get into on the radio this afternoon. And so that's where I'm headed.
It's a little iffy, Rusty. I haven't been doing much, but watching the Bassmaster Classic this morning on TV. They're having the weigh-in down here at, I think it's Monsecure, the convention center, whatever it is. We can get a lot better view. They got drones and all kinds of stuff flying over that Bassmaster Classic today. It's just amazing the number of people that are interested in that.
I watched them on TV before, and the reports and everything. One year I was, where was I? I was somewhere, I was close to where one of those was going on, and I was doing some photography. And I had been doing some photography, and I came back and came by the place where the weigh-ins were being done. And heck, there must have been 500 or 600 people at that place watching them weighing those fish that day. And that was just the first day of the event, so it was like, this was like a Friday afternoon, and it was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday contest, and I hate to think what it was going to be like Saturday and Sunday when they did their weigh-ins.
Well, they said there was about 1,000 people waiting at the door to get in down here because they got all kinds of exhibits set up in the convention center today, and it's really interesting. My neighbor went to it, and his son-in-law, and I just don't want to be in that big a crowd yet, but I don't like crowds anyway, so it's a general rule. Well, I'm over here. I can see the downtown area from where I'm at now, so I won't be here much longer, and I got to pull in this Lear camper shell place.
Yeah, I've been to them before to get parts, and I'll helping a buddy of mine do some work on his thing on the back of his pickup truck. And we rode over there, and I rode over there with him, and he went in to get his parts, and I went in and looked around, and then we went back to his place and finished redoing the wiring in his cover. So it was messed up, and we got it all fixed up for him. Anyway, yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm just headed back to the house. On my way over this morning to the where I was doing the food bank, I ended up talking with CBA David. He had been up since 3 o'clock. He was working the DX contest going on this weekend.
Not me. I saw that last night. It's Sideman. It's a screaming contest, basically. I'm getting too old for that. Getting too old for putting in these little brake lights in the back of my truck. I got up there and started getting real bad leg cramps, and I just couldn't stand it. So anyways, my neighbor's son-in-law put it back in for me. I got it back out this morning, but it was painful. But if I could get it apart, I could fix it. It's LED, and it sure hasn't lasted that long. It ticks me off. But I'm about here, so I better pay attention. I got to turn in, and as you well know, this is kind of a tricky turn-in down here if I can find it. This is N0TR. 73 is Rusty.
Talk to you later. I'll have the radio on in the house this afternoon. Talk to you later. W2T Mobile.
BDR looking for a radio check. Over.
BDR, KO4 NUE. How are you today, sir? 4 BDR, KO4 NUE. NUE, no contact. I'm clear.